I've got an experiment for you. I don't know if it's been done on Susie before. It's completely and utterly not very professional, I think, is the word.
Is it dangerous?
No, it's not. It involves me leaving the mic on air.
Really?
I've got to leave the mic and I'm going to come back in 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right, you can entertain the listeners how long is it going to take me with my dodgy back? Okay, it's going to take me about 6 seconds, so you might have to just fill in for a bit.
Gosh.
All right, ready?
No pressure. And Annie's gone out of sight now. She's doing something. I don't know what she's doing. I'm a little bit scared, actually. She may come back naked, for all I know. Anything could happen.
There you go, Del.
Oh, hello. What's this? Cup of tea?
Two cups of tea. Touch them.
Oh, this isn't going
to
make me
so
ill.
This is a live experiment on air. I want Del to try two cups of tea. And I don't want you to mix them up.
I'm not going to.
The right-hand side first. Take a sip or two.
The right-hand side.
I don't even know if you take sugar. I can't remember because I never make you tea.
I'm just going to try. Right, this is live.
I can hear you go.
I know, because it's very hot. Okay, right.
Okay, and then taste the other tea.
Oh my gosh, what's in this?
Which one do you prefer? It's two cups of tea.
It's very hot. It's burning my mouth.
I'll tell you what, shall I let you think about it during this next track?
Yeah, you said it wouldn't hurt, and I burnt my mouth now. I'm not happy.
Okay, so Del is going to sip a bit more tea, and we're going to come back to that, aren't we? Don't swap them round.
All right.
So Del's had a few minutes. I don't know how long that track lasts for. Oh, yeah, 3.5 minutes that track lasted for. And I've given Del two cups of tea.
Yeah.
And with my dodgy back, that was quite something.
Thank you very much.
I was rushing in and out, trying to make it happen. I had my stopwatch going.
No biscuits, though. But
no biscuits, no. No biscuits for this experiment.
You
owe me a scone or a custard tart, by the way. But, you know, no one's counting. So yes. I want to know, Del, whether you think the right-hand cup was better than the left hand, or the left hand cup was better than the right. Was there any difference, in other words,
yes,
or was there absolutely none? Okay, so tell me what you think.
Right, okay, so what I'm thinking is going on here, that taste wise I couldn't really taste anything
particularly
different.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
But the right hand side one had a smoother texture.
Did it?
Yes, I thought that was a little bit more richer.
Oh.
And I wondered if they're not the same cup of tea, but one you put the milk in first and one you put the milk on top.
That's a good guess. I didn't think of that. No.
Oh,
I'm glad you didn't rumble me. I was really hoping you weren't going to suss it out.
Yeah, but I can't really taste much in the difference, except for definitely one sort of, not so thick. The one smoother.
Did you actually prefer one taste better than another? Was there a preference with which one?
Because the right-hand one, say, it's got more texture. The left-hand one feels more like it's a tea bag just dipped in hot water, if you know what I mean. It's not been
excellent
in there so long.
Excellent,
yeah?
Man. Give
that
man a gold star.
Is that it?
Well, the thing is, ooh, it's a study, Del.
Yeah.
That I wanted to do last week, but you didn't turn up last week. So, you know, most people will know about this anyway. It's only you that doesn't know about this. Oh, and also possibly my husband. Because a bemused husband this morning, when I made him his cup of tea, it wasn't in his normal mug, which is one of those, you see.
Sacrilege.
Yeah, it's the colour as well. We'll come back to the colour later on. But yeah, Dr. Stuart Farrimond, he's a science writer. He says that tea bags should be brewed for 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Because that gives the optimum time to properly draw out the flavour and caffeine, and it reaches the perfect temperature, and you also benefit from the health-boosting antioxidants that are released by the leaves.
Mm.
And the reason why I gave you, it wasn't a red cup, but it was on the red spectrum, wasn't it? It's actually a purpley cup. And apparently using one of those types of colours, it could actually make it taste better. Because the brain associates the colour with a sweeter flavour, apparently.
Mm.
But I did, you know, you did get a bit floored by it, because the other one I just dipped in for a minute.
Yeah, well, yes, well.
I was rushing around and I literally got my stopwatch out. So you got a 5 minute cupper on the right hand side and you got about a minute on the left hand side.
That's weird.
I know. And apparently caffeine, it seeps out of the leaves quite quickly, but the tasty flavour molecules and the health giving antioxidants, they take longer to diffuse in your cupper. So if you allow your tea to steep, it also lets the water cool, and it's only when it cools to less than 45 degrees that we actually begin to appreciate the flavours that are going on.
Wow.
Yep, 240ml cup of tea brewed for 1 minute contained 15.9 milligrams of polyphenols. That's a type of antioxidant to you and me. And apparently it wards off cancer and dementia, allegedly. Now, we're not going to state this as a fact. This is just a light-hearted experiment. I'm just reporting what this chap said. It's not my thoughts. But apparently it doubles to 32.1 milligrams after 5 minutes.
Oh, that is
and a bag that's only brewed for 30 seconds, I gave you a minute on that one actually, it only releases 35 milligrams of caffeine, but it rises to 50 milligrams after 5 minutes. And the colour, it's about the mind, it evolves to use visual cues and you judge what you're about to have. So red is associated with sweetness and apparently blue is associated with saltiness. If this was a study that was done in Oxford, and they said that people enjoy drinks more when they're served in a red cup. So I thought, well, purple is on the red spectrum, so I'll give it a go. I wasn't going to buy two red cups, let's face it.
But that might be because it's a soothing colour anyway. And the fact
possibly
that you're holding something warm that looks good is more therapeutic.
Yeah, could
than
be.
Than holding something that's a bit...
It could be. But you know what? Since I read this, when I've been making my cup, I only have one cup of caffeinated drink in the morning. And when I have that drink, I actually set my timer now for five minutes.
Oh, well.
So that I can get the maximum out of it.